You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
I keep seeing celebrities posts, me in the 90s versus now. Well, the person staring at me in the mirror is definitely not the same person that could pull off bootcut jeans. Time creeps up on us so slowly. You don't see it until suddenly you do. Same thing goes for your bills. A dollar here, an uptick there. It's a slow burn until one day you realize the price you're paying now is way higher than when you signed up. But at T-Mobile, customers had the lowest wireless bills versus Verizon and AT&T over the past 5 years. And with T-Mobile on their experience plans, you get a 5-year price guarantee, so you know exactly what your plan price will be for the next 5 years. So at least that's one thing that won't change over time. I can't guarantee you'll still look good with frosted tips, but T-Mobile can give you a clear guarantee on your wireless plan.
Lower bills based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 21 to Q4 25 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. Price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Exclusions like taxes and fees apply. See T-Mobile.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hey, it is my SD mom, Amber.
I'm my SD mom, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
Happy summer.
Ah, finally.
We're like in the throes of it now, though.
I say finally, but then now I'm like, oh, what do you do with the kids? They're already getting bored.
I know. My kids are in camps, YMCA camps, got them booked out every week of the summer except for the last, because I guess I'm hoping that maybe I'll take like a couple days off.
Right.
The last couple days before school starts, yet to be determined. But even being in camp all day, they come home and they're like, after 10 minutes, I'm bored.
Yeah. I hear it all the time. So I was thinking about, what are some fun free things to do with the kids during summer?
Summer boredom busters.
I like free ones. Ooh, I like that. Boredom busters.
I like an alliteration every now and then. Oh, God. What do you got?
Well, I did see that like there's some like farm tours you can take your kids on that are free.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
There's a place in Encinitas that you would totally pass by. It's called Sunshine Gardens, but it's adorable. They sell plants and stuff, kind of like Anderson's, but they have some goats and they have some chickens.
Aww.
And like a koi pond.
What's it called again?
Sunshine Gardens.
Sunshine Gardens.
Yep,
okay.
I recommend that one.
You had mentioned something about the Home Depot does workshops.
Oh, yeah. I have yet to take my kids, but one of these days I'm going to take them. You can do free like arts and crafts, like little home projects with the kids at Home Depot.
Like build a birdhouse or something?
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
And it's
like
free?
That.
Like even the supplies,
yes,
and everything are free?
It's free. Isn't that crazy?
That's awesome.
I know. That's a good one. Have you ever taken your kids to see one of those like free movies in the parks?
Yes, I love those.
Nights over the summer.
I live over by Allied Gardens, and they do that at the Allied Gardens Rec Center there.
In Poway, too.
Nice.
Yeah, that's good.
That's closer to you, right?
Poway? No, we're in Encinitas, so.
Oh, okay.
But I do think there's one in one of the parks in Carlsbad.
Those are always so much fun.
They do free summer concerts sometimes in Balboa Park and stuff like that, and at the beaches. A quick search, you know, you can find all the free music in town over the summer. What else?
I see here, it says, watch $1 family movies at Regal Cinemas every Tuesday and Wednesday.
Oh, I heard about that deal. It's just for the summer.
Oh, okay. I just saw this right now. I've never even heard of it.
And then in Oceanside, at the Oceanside Museum of Art, the first Sunday of the month is free.
Okay.
You can go see the museum in Oceanside if you live up in there. There are so many fun hikes. Have you and your kids ever done Torrey Pines together?
I've done Torrey Pines, but I never did it with my kids. But I think they would love it.
I think as long as they're maybe 4 and up.
Yeah.
With a little help, I think a 4-year-old could easily do it.
Because it's not that hard of a hike.
It's not that hard
really
of a hike.
Pretty.
Yeah. It's so gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's also the mushroom caves. Have you heard of the mushroom caves?
No.
Okay, so that is, I guess it would technically be Solana Beach. The Mushroom Caves are, it's technically called Annie's Canyon Trail, but it's a really short hike. Again, totally easy. Kids can do it. Even like small dogs can do it. You got to pick them up for parts of it, but it's a little trail, and it looks, I guess they call it the Mushroom Caves because it kind of looks like mushroomy texture to the.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, what?
And sand and stuff. That's a really fun one that a lot of people don't know about.
That's interesting. Never heard of them.
Very family friendly.
I live next to Mission Trails. That's mm-hmm. always great to bring the kids. Oh, yeah.
I think we have yet to do that one. Haven't.
Oh,
tried
super
that one
easy.
Yet. And then, of course, there are all the beaches and parks.
Yes.
All over town. If you guys have a favorite park. We're always looking for a new one.
Always looking for a new park.
Around your house,
yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Always looking for a new one.
We go to Moonlight Beach Park a lot because you've got the beach and the little park right there, right next to each other.
Where is that?
It's at the end of Encinitas Boulevard.
Okay. All right.
And there's a Handel's ice cream right up the street.
I love Handel's.
I know. It's
they
so good.
They have the best ice cream.
Well, we hope you guys find lots of fun, free stuff to do over the summer and that your kids only ask 20 times a day. What are we going to do? I'm bored.
20.
If you're lucky.
Awesome. Well, have a great summer. I am my SD Mom, Amber.
I'm my SD Mom, Sarah.
I keep seeing celebrities posts, me in the 90s versus now. Well, the person staring at me in the mirror is definitely not the same person that could pull off bootcut jeans. Time creeps up on us so slowly. You don't see it until suddenly you do. Same thing goes for your bills. A dollar here, an uptick there. It's a slow burn until one day you realize the price you're paying now is way higher than when you signed up. But at T-Mobile, customers had the lowest wireless bills versus Verizon and AT&T over the past 5 years. And with T-Mobile on their experience plans, you get a 5-year price guarantee, so you know exactly what your plan price will be for the next 5 years. So at least that's one thing that won't change over time. I can't guarantee you'll still look good with frosted tips, but T-Mobile can give you a clear guarantee on your wireless plan.
Lower bills based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 21 to Q4 25 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. Price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Exclusions like taxes and fees apply. See T-Mobile.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.